I'm Capriana, and I'm an interviewer here at WMAP Radio. You can tune in weekdays from 2 to 5 to catch me and some of the incredible guests that join us on our show. From doctors to authors, life coaches, actors to entrepreneurs, you can hear their stories here every day. Tune into our Long Island station, 103.9 FM weeknights from 7 to 8 in Orlando, Florida, 94.1 The Bud, and 24/7 at WMAPradio.com, where we bring you the world's most amazing people. Make us part of your day.
All right, WMAP Radio, it's Capriana. So for nearly 20 years, he helped people overcome personal challenges and always seemed to have a proper solution. We have spiritual medium, channel, and intuitive life coach on the phone with us today, William Michael Forbes. What's going on?
I'm really happy to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
Of course. Thank you for coming on WMAP Radio. So I understand you are a spiritual medium, a channel, and intuitive life coach. And before we actually got you on air, you had a really incredible conversation with Autumn from the front desk. So tell us, how is it possible for someone to be able to be a spiritual medium? Because I mean, I have so many questions when it comes to, you know, talking to people like this. So how do you even go about being able to channel spirits in that way?
Well, that's a good, there's two questions. And the first part of it is that I became a spiritual medium by getting my mind clear and focused and just getting all the garbage out of my head and learning to just to be quiet inside. That's the process.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of life experiences that I went through to get me there. But it was just learning to get my mind quiet and to tune into different things. So now I can, it's like you can listen to my voice right now, but you could also listen to the cars passing by outside the window or a phone ringing somewhere. Learning how to tune your attention to where you want to hear or see allows you to hear and see differently than what you're perceiving in the moment. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a very interesting concept. So how did you go about finding out how to do that?
About a year and a half ago, my wife and I were driving through Newfoundland Mountains, and this smell filled the car. My wife couldn't smell, and I said, there's this weird feeling around me. And my wife's mother had just passed away about 17 days before, and I got this hot energy, and I just started listening and feeling what this was. I had to actually pull the car over and drive. And then I heard her say, I am the mother. And I said to my wife, I said, somebody just spoke to me and said, I am the mother. And she said, that's what my mother used to say about herself to us. And my wife recorded this session for an hour and a half. Her mother talked to her through me, and it was mind-blowing for me. And from that point on, I've been able to speak to different beings and my guardian angel. People can learn to do that just by learning how to change the way their mind functions.
So what was your wife's initial reaction when you said this to her?
Well, she went into tears was the first thing. She was like stunned. The expressions that her mother used were very precise, and mm-hmm. I didn't really know her mother. She knew her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then other things that happened, her mother said, you'll know that this was me because there will be two signs you'll see in the next 24 hours that you'll know it was me. And about 6 hours later, we're driving at night through the mountains, and suddenly the road filled with these frogs, literally in front of us. We had to stop the car. I didn't want to run the frogs over.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, my mom rode, and we'd have to move the frogs off the road to drive the car home down the driveway. And then about an hour and a half later, we pull up to this spot to camp for the night, and this orange cat comes out of the middle of nowhere and comes walking up to her, and she's, my God, that's the same type of cat my mother had when I was a little girl. She loved that cat. And it's mind-blowing to me. And I mean, things have happened. I have no way to explain them from a logical standpoint, but I have every way of understanding that anybody can learn to communicate to different spirits, to higher spirits, to loved ones that have passed over to the non-physical dimensions just by learning how to shift their perception and awareness slightly differently.
Right. So that was your first encounter. So what are some of the encounters? You don't have to get into detail, but what are some of the other encounters that you've had since that day?
Wow. Well, I've had, I call him Master Jesus, come to me and guide me and speak to me and direct me to do things. And my guardian angel, who says he was the voice that spoke to me on the bridge when I was 20 and I was going to jump off a bridge here in Toronto, he's come to me and spoke to me and said he was the one that told me not to jump that day. Wow. I've had clients call me that, I used to be a conventional life coach for 30 years, so this was all new to me. Mm-hmm. This is like, wow, and just having these beings come. Anyway, this woman, one of my clients calls and she said, my daughter's husband is missing, and all of a sudden his spirit comes to me and says, I'm dead in the backseat of a car, you're going to find me in 2 hours, the police will find me with a dog. And literally 2 hours after we finished the call, she gets a call. Her husband was found dead in the backseat of the car, and a German Shepherd police dog had found him there. And and things like that happen. Just blow. They just blow my mind. Even these days, it's amazing. And just those are just some things. I mean, there's many others. It'll guide people to change their diet, or their guides will tell me to tell them to not eat a certain food, or go to a certain place, or just change the way they're thinking. It's really unique and distinct, but it's been an ongoing process, and it's still unfolding and growing. And now I've got this 1 billion strong movement that's come up as a result of all this.
So let's talk about the 1 billion strong movement. What exactly is that?
1 billion strong is based on the idea of getting 1 billion people worldwide unified for 30 seconds to 1 minute a day at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. to move into a state of love and grace, and just to sit in that feeling of love for 30 to 60 seconds. And my guardian angel, John, said, this is what you're going to do, and this is why it works. And he explained to me why this will actually help to change the human relationship with the electromagnetic processes of the planet. Like, you know, the big storms and stuff that are happening, massive hail and huge storms. These are electromagnetic phenomena. Well, human beings, we are electromagnetic beings, and our emotions affect our bodies, they affect people around us, and when uniting people in a state of love and grace produces a frequency, a vibration, a coherent energy that keeps people balanced and stable and positive. There's very few people that are unhappy when they're feeling good because they're feeling good. So being able to deliberately and intentionally change the way we feel as a species, going from fear to love, can make a huge difference, not just in our own personal lives, but in the lives of the planet, in the lives of how we treat the people around us, in the lives of the creatures all over. It's a phenomenal thing. Anyway, that's the focus, and the scientific principles behind it, they said, was strictly just learning to understand the electromagnetic spectrum and how emotional energy induces change in physiology, and how changes in that spectrum also induce changes in the molecules in the space and time around us physically.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
to you.
And to be honest, I'm gonna bring it to this one time I was in Egypt. It was about a year ago, and they have prayer hour at specific times during the day. Everybody, you know, gets down and they just all start praying all at the same time. And, you know, with what you're saying, the 1 billion strong, everybody, a billion people all taking the time out, you know, a minute during the day all together and creating this energy. I mean, you know, I would think it's far-fetched, but since I saw something kind of similar hands-on somewhere else where, you know, they were expressing their love for their religion all together, it was one of the most incredible you know, breathtaking, moving moments I've ever experienced in my life. And, you know, it could be done. They're doing, you know, prayer hours in other countries. So why not start something similar here in America and take that time out to actually, you know, collect ourselves and channel love?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I know exactly the time. We see this in churches. We see this in dance clubs where there's positive, exciting music. People get induced to a vibration, and it changes the energy of the space. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah, of course. So I want to talk about why you actually want to connect with your angels. It sounds like a very broad statement, but, you know, you're able to channel so many different spirits, so... is it hard to be able to contact angels as well?
Actually, no. There's an actual process that we've developed. That there's many other beings that are teaching this. Now, this is not just me, but there is an actual process of learning to quiet your body, still your mind, change the vibrational structure of your body by altering the way you eat, the way you sleep, by just doing the right things. You open up different senses. I mean, we have 5 physical senses, but we also have 5 non-physical senses, what they call clairs, clairaudience, clairsentience, claircognizance, clairgustience. But we have these other senses that we can tune into when we stop being so attached to the five physical senses of the body. When you start doing that, you start to hear and see things that you don't need eyes to see with and you don't need ears to hear with. And it really is a process of there's an actual process of learning to do that step by step.
So what are the beginning steps to be able to experience this?
Well, you can go to my website and check out the courses that we offer on training people how to do that. And we've done it. We've been doing this now for about a year. They told us to start these courses, start teaching people to do this. That there were a billion people that had to be brought together. It's get on board, learn this stuff, because you have so much knowledge and information at your disposal around you that you can tune into. We all have that. Like, it's not something special to me. Everybody can learn to channel. Everybody can learn to listen to their guides and talk to Master Jesus and talk to Buddha or talk to their uncle that departed. We have that skill set within us, but it has to be developed. And there's certain steps you actually need to go through, just like you have to go through certain steps to become an auto mechanic or certain steps to become an airline pilot. There's a process, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You need to change things to change the way you tune into things. Much the same way as we're listening, people are listening to this radio broadcast. It's on a certain frequency. If they change the station that they're listening to, they'll literally change what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with our bodies. We change the way we hear and see things normally to something else. We begin to see and hear things differently than we normally would. Make sense?
Yeah, it's just all so interesting. So what is a way that you started to be able to contact spirits more? So I know that you first contacted your wife's mother, and then from that point on you were able to speak to people. Are you able to speak to them, or do they just come to you?
It varies from situation to situation. Sometimes I hear clear words, sometimes I actually see them standing there, other times I get sensations. It varies from individual to individual.
Now, is that scary for you?
Yes, it does. It does vary, because there are times where the individual is less conscious than others. There's times where if Master Jesus comes in, my body literally starts sweating buckets. And I drink huge amounts of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I originally asked, is that scary? You know, the first time that happened, or the first time that you started getting contacted by people that you weren't trying to contact, was that scary? Or liberating?
Good question. Yeah, it was a bit scary at first, because now I'm hearing things without my physical ears and seeing things without my physical eyes. And then I have to make my body, mind, system, the personality that I have to reconcile this new reality to this reality that I'm familiar with. And that took some process, and sometimes I still go through it. Sometimes I have someone come up and tap me from behind that's not in their body, and it surprises me. So there's a process to go through that we have to release our attachment to our fear, really.
Of course. So before you realized that this was a gift, did you think that you were starting to go crazy at all?
Yeah. Well, when I realized that this was actually really happening to me, and this was a part of who I am and a capability that we all have, I had to explain this to my family and my clients, that I can talk to angels and I can talk to divine beings, and it was a really funny process. It was like a spiritual coming out, so to speak, where I literally had to go through a lot of adjustments, more so in me. Because it was just, I'm someone different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if somebody won $1 million, their whole life would change, their behavior would change, the way they dress would change. Things would shift when events happen in our life that are outside what we're normally used to. We have to go through a shift. We can't be the same we were before. The event changes us.
Of course. You know, I feel like I can talk about this all day long, but we are just about almost out of time. What is a website that you can leave my listeners with, so we will be able to find more information about you?
Okay, there's two things. They can go to my main webpage, which is www.WilliamMichaelForbesCoaching.com, and they can get all the information about me there they need. They can also Google my name, William Michael Forbes, or they can go to the Facebook page, 1 billion strong, and join up there and become part of that movement too, because we're encouraging as many people to do that as possible.
Those
are the fundamental ways they can get in touch with me.
Of course. So it's just 1 billion strong on Facebook.
That's correct. All in caps.
All right, you heard him. So definitely check out his Facebook group. It's 1 billion strong. And check out his website. It's WilliamMichaelForbesCoaching.com. Once again, we have spiritual medium, channel, and intuitive life coach on the phone with us, William Michael Forbes. Thank you so much for coming on WMAP Radio.
It's been an honor and a privilege, Capriana. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Much love.